Matthew 3 again, continuing the fulfillment of all righteousness. I want you to listen very carefully to what I expound from these words, because it is essential that we have other scriptures to verify what I want to tell you about them. Verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John would have hindered him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? But Jesus answering said unto him, Allow it now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he supped with him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway from the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And lo, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Let's speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We know that it is not the Sabbath. It is not something that is demanded of us upon penalty of death, as when that one gathered sticks on the Sabbath and he was stoned. But our Father, your Son has requested, and this should be something stronger than the threat of death, the love of thy Son, the desire to please him. So our Father, we are thankful that we are here this night as we were this morning, and we rejoice that as a day in thy courts is better than a thousand to the psalmist, so our God, that is so our hearts, that we would be nowhere else other than with the people of God, worshiping you, remembering your Son, preaching the word. So we are thankful for this conviction that you've given us. Let it never be removed from us, our Father. And let us not be discouraged, because your Son must have thought of such things as these when he said, Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Lord, let us know that so often we have prayed that there would be more, and let us know, as our brother prayed, whether it is our lack of telling others, our being missionaries here, as the Michaels are missionaries in Colombia. But our Father, whatever, the joy that you've given us, the truth expounded to us from the Word of God, not by one, but by ever so many from different places, we thank you, and we desire that others might receive the truth of God. Has not your Son said, Do you love me? Then feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and may this continue to be done, our Father, until your Son comes. We remember what he said. Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath set over his household to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, he will set him over all that he hath. So our God, let us be listening to the word of God and preaching the word of God all our days, and may we be found in this condition and doing these things when thy Son cometh. So our God, for all of those who have been sick, we pray for them, and for your mercy in taking Gigi through this pregnancy. And now, two male children are brought into the world. As we pray this morning, again we pray, remember them, our God. We recall that your Son took little children in his arms And he laid his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And so our Father made the blessing of thy Son upon those children be the blessing of thy Son upon these children. We pray, our Father, that the hearts of those who are listening shall be prepared, and they shall understand, and you shall inspire the lips of him who speaks, and we confess our sins, be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. What seemed to John the Baptist and to the Apostle Peter to be contradictory, incongruous, was described by the Lord Jesus as being becoming. Listen to him. When the Savior presented himself to be baptized by John, he said, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And the Lord Jesus said, all of this is understood. Allow it to be so now, for thus it is becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness. And the word becoming is from the Greek word katei. It is fitting. It is the thing that should be done. It is becoming. And all the things that I've told you that seem incongruous and unbecoming to us, to Peter, to John the Baptist, in the eyes of God, they are becoming. And so it means this. It means that just as old Eli, when he saw Hannah praying, and just as Simon in Luke chapter 7, when he saw that woman who in the city had been a sinner come and worship the Lord Jesus at his feet, they said, how unbecoming it is. This is entirely out of place. But they are two of the loveliest things that we find in the Bible. That this woman whose sins had been forgiven, though she had been a sinner, she was a sinner no more, and the Lord Jesus welcomed her. What kind of worshipers that God is seeking would he accept if we had to be something before he saved us, as well as something after he saved us? So, where all is an unclean thing, this is what it says. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Well, if he saved us all by his mercy, then we have to take the position of being one of many sinners saved by grace. So keep that in mind. And so for that reason, when we look at a situation, just as Simon the Pharisee did, and just as Simon Peter did, and say, this is entirely out of place, it's unbecoming, we have to listen to the Lord Jesus to instruct us to learn the mind of God, what is becoming. Let me tell you this while it's in my mind. There are some who, when women pray or prophesy, and are instructed to be covered, or they dishonor their head, they believe.